On Doc.
And this mess stinking.
When we ain't chilling up in the bricks in the Shaolin, we chilling out here in Montreal.
On CKUT.
Nobody do it better, dog.
90.3 FM.
Uh-huh.
Gone.
I think this is me.
Welcome to the Empower Hour. We're bringing power to the people because the people have the power. This squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I'm Queen Kaya, joined by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens listening.
Oh, blessed, melanated, rising, my people. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to our ancestors for creating this opportunity for us to be able to be on here today. And I just ask that today's episode, let it be fun, let it be educational, let it be uplifting. Most importantly, let it be empowering for each and every one of our listeners. And I'm sending out that spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, peace, and joy. Hotep, amen, and ashe.
Hey, ashe.
Yo, queens, how are you guys doing? How is your week? What's new and exciting in your world?
Oh, new and exciting. Let me see. I think today, as I had mentioned and was mocked for before, has been one day that I've seen my home the most this week. So it's been a pretty busy week, but that was just work-wise, to be honest. I had a lot of things going on. We had some visitors coming up from the head office. But it was loads of fun. And
loads of fun.
Yeah, loads. It really was. I'm not even gonna lie. It was just a lot of it was very time consuming, but I really had fun. I also decided I made my own waist beads this week.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. I was just like, wait, I could do this. Mm-hmm. And not only can I do it, but I can do it with the colors that I want. And, you know, as opposed to just buying a waist bead or whatever, I said to myself, I was like, I wonder if this is going to be a little more soothing and relaxing and just removing myself from TV or whatnot and be a little more creative. And I started as like, I'm just going to start one. And I bust out two waist beads. So
nice.
I'm a waist bead maker now.
Okay. On the side, selling them. Okay. Where do we?
Well, I don't think I'm selling it, but
I'm interested.
You're interested? Yeah. I would happily make, because I have a bunch of beads left too now. So I definitely can make you one for sure. My last thing that I must shout out is, I'm sorry, guys. Siri decided that she had to talk while I was trying to talk with you guys. Too much Apple products in my house. So sorry about that.
Who invited Siri? Spy, yes.
Right? And no, but like she was talking to me while I was trying to talk too. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, you're rude. Mm-hmm. But big shout out to Queen's University. I went to the semifinal game yesterday. My brother was playing. And they won, guys. They won in a major way. They made Ottawa eat their lunch. And now they're going for the Yates Cup, the OUA Yates Cup Championship against London next Saturday. Mm-hmm. So go Gales Gill.
Yeah.
Dope. So that's what it do. So Queen, what's new and popping on your end?
Listen. Well, we got a couple of good weather days, which was very satisfying. Very satisfying. It gave us all a little bit of vitamin D that we needed before this weather starts to change and give us the blues. So I was very happy to be able to capture some of that. But I saw some of the most beautiful, most picturesque sunsets and this week, and I am in love with life in a different way. So I'm just grateful for life and all that it brings.
I know you have a glow and like a special smile on your face. It seems like, you know, the universe is blessing you in a way.
I actually feel like that. Even when things are not so great, and I know that I would probably usually feel like, oh gosh, what's going on? I'm just like honestly using it as par for the course right now. I just know like any part of it is like, oh, he's sending this way to test you. Just take the test and roll past it. Try not to stay too long in that feeling, and just be grateful for all the good moments around that. So this week has actually been really good for me. It's been a week of growth, I must say.
Yo, man, I think I'm right there with you guys, man. Like, so this week for me, so first in terms of challenges, like, thank you for saying what you did, Kaya, because I went through it. I had to call one of my homegirls, Stéphane Moret. I don't know if you guys have seen or heard her. But basically Stéphane Moret, she was the singer in Brand Van 3000 that, I don't know if you guys know that song, LA. Okay. Yeah. So basically, she was the hook. She sings the hook for that song. Right. So, she's one of my homegirls, and I was speaking to her because I watched an interview that she did on CBC, and she was talking about how they cut her out. They cut her, like, she all kind of things. They cut her out of that too. Yeah, you guys don't even know. But anyways, I'll share the interview. But it was a powerful thing. So anyway, so the reason I called her is because I recently just found out some bad news about something that I was working on, or a case that I was fighting for like the last 5 years. And I just found out, like, you know, that they threw it out. And you know, when we do have an opportunity to deep dive and, you know, and we could tell our stories, I'll share with the listeners a little bit more about that experience. But it had me super low, low to the point where like I was uncomfortable. Like I was like, yo, I don't want to be upset. I don't want to be down. Like I know that life, you know, throws these challenges for whatever reason. And because I know she went through something similar, I reached out to her, and thank God that I did, man. Like, yo, the queen, like, she gave me just a perspective that elevated me. She told me from her perspective, like from her story, like, it, you know, like she's been through it as well, but it was very, very uplifting. And it was a reminder of the fact that, one, we come to the planet for these challenges. Right, we came to the planet for evolution. Like Earth, like out of everywhere, everybody in the astrals and the non-physicals will tell you that you come to Earth, it's like a testing ground. You come to Earth to evolve. You come to Earth like for the challenge. And knowing, first of all, how old I am spiritually, I'm definitely at a point where I'm ready to level up, I guess. So it's why I'm going through these things. I bring myself through these emotional lows. Go ahead, Jenny.
Sorry. I just wanted to interject because I know everything that you're saying, but I'm not going to lie. Like, I think it was Friday. I was just like, I'm like, okay, but I don't want to struggle right now. Can we just skip to the fun part? Because I know Earth is heavy. And we're supposed to learn some lessons. But nah, lesson learned. I'd like to have fun again, please. Please.
You see, Gina, you're hitting it on the head, because I was like, but I was like, when is it finished? Like, when is it the next level? But, and my only reassurance, the only thing the spirit had told me after all these things is, first of all, it's never finished. There's going to be the ups and the downs. Like you're here for the ups and the downs. So you'll never stop getting downs, and you'll never stop getting ups. You know, it's just to accept when you're in the downs, like you're here for this.
Right? And no, then... I'm gonna take a nap during the downs. I want a nap. I'm tired.
I saw a meme this week that said, "You gotta be a bold MF to be broke and wake up and still lay there." And I said, they are talking to me, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. Everybody just want money from me, but I'm happy. I don't have nothing, and it's okay. My fight or flight system said, it's okay, boo. Take a nap. You'll be better when you wake up. And that's the truth. I be taking my minutes, and then when I come back twice as hard. But the reason why we be feeling like that is because we don't be taking those moments for ourselves. We be working for the man. And that's Dale Holyfield, working to pay the bills for the project, for the this, for the that. Never for us. Yeah. For my mama, for the kids, for the this, for, you know?
Yeah. But, no, it's time. No, so I have to say, so this was this kind of week, but again, I'm grateful because in the moment, like, so while I'm going through that negative and the heaviness, where first I came across this crazy documentary on Gaia. Whenever you guys are ready, we'll watch it together. So it's about sacred geometry. Craziness. Okay, guys, like, anyways, I'm just gonna plant the seed for you guys. You guys, everybody, all the listeners who are here, who are listening, Google it, look into it. Sacred geometry, they have it on Gaia. But again, it shows the origin of everything. It shows the behind the scenes. It explains, like, guys, it's just so deep. And I feel like I needed that, because I was going through it emotionally and mentally, and the spirit brought me somewhere else. Like when I came to get that understanding and I saw where we're at as beings, it was super uplifting. And then to even piggyback more on what Kai was saying before, the weather and everything, it's like it was the universe kind of reassuring me that yes, you're going through it, but I still got your back. Because this greenhouse project that we've been working on, I don't know, for those who follow me on IG, you're welcome to. This is it, and me keeping you guys up to speed on IG is brand new for me. Okay, I'm really trying my best to try to share videos so you guys can see what's happening and follow the progress. But the type of four season greenhouse that we have, you shouldn't be building it when it's too cold outside, because there's things that have to stick. So so my biggest fear was not being able to finish it on time because it got too cold outside. So when I tell you the universe came through, like when I'm talking warm, it's warm outside. You know what I mean? And I'm like, God, thank you. Like, we're in the beginning of November and we're still able to put it together. So we're wrapping up this week. I'm super, super grateful for that. So that it's been this kind of week. There's tons of other things that we'll talk about, but you know, guys, stay tuned.
Grand Rising Kings and Queens. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. I'm here to wake you up. Good morning.
And all the times you confuse my words, you don't listen. I could have had Christian and Christian Dior. Now you just missing, I'm missing.
Oh, Lord.
I'm the cool cat with the roof back. No, I need you by my side. Can't lose that. But you still want to test the waters. Like I never showed you jets and waters on the coast of Florida. So why you want to act like that? Like I never had your back. His and hers to match. What's wrong, girl? Pick up the phone. Saying you not home. Leave me alone. That's my word, I'll never love again. Same time, one of you back, I'ma suck it in. Couldn't give you my last name, you want some other. All cause you thought I was made up with some other shit.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne. Get up!
Oh, Lord.
Now we're each other, no, and we don't mind. Cause you're still mine. If we keep it up, then maybe these two wrongs might make it right. Don't tell nobody. We ain't looking to hurt them. So good that we doing them dirty. I won't say no. I can't say no. Till the morning, I can't say no. Fly.
That's in Miami in the city where the heat play. Hotter in the streets, spinning, cutting like a DJ. 15 bottles like a king say. She don't pay attention to that him say, that she say. Said it two times, then I jinxed it. Saw right through me, had a cup full of lies as I drink it. Only gonna get it what you wanted. No good when she broken back, girl, I was gone. Now you got some, baby, flaunting. Wishing I kept it honest.
Down, even when it's cold outside. Oh, no. She got the keys to the boutique. She don't do 9 to 5. 100,000 viewers on her IG live. She do it, make a toast to it. You ain't never heard of that. And then Birkin bag, stupid. You ain't never heard her brag or say that she going through it. I just wanna tap it, boop, boop it one time. On the weekend, you ain't able. Ooh, she gon' be like, I got it. Pull $1,000 out of side pocket. Ooh, that liberty drink you tried to buy. Stop it. Bottles on me, the cork look like a skyrocket. Poppin'. Ooh, she don't want to drink, she want to rent pay. Ooh, she don't pay for nothing, she just get paid. I like that. She don't even need me to try. She pull up in the Rari with the roof up. I'm just buying drinks, you doing too much.
Shorty a little body, shooting a little old thing. And shorty got the fatty, shorty be catching move swings. Every time I fuck without a rubber, I knocked on the covers. And I kept it undercover, cause I don't kiss and tell. Every time I fuck, she call me daddy. My little mama nasty. I see the fuck through the panties. She tastes like candy. Like the fatigue, my old, my little mama sitting pretty. And we be shopping through the city. I gave the keys to the bed.
That's right, that's right. Y'all get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered with the Empower Hour. Have a great day. See you back in a minute.
Parlay with the people. All right, beautiful people. Like we said, this is now the Parlay with the People segment. So we're back with another amazing interview. I have the one and only Sabrina Carrington. She is the owner, founder, creator, director of As Intended All Natural, as well as Vegan Villain. So first of all, let me give her a quick round of applause for all the awesomeness she's doing in our community. Grand Rising, glad to have you with us, sister.
Thank you. Grand Rising to you too. Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. So first off, so I like to always give our guests just the opportunity just to connect with the community. For those who might be meeting you for the first time, who might be tuning in for the first time, and it's the first of their hearing about this all natural stuff, this Vegan Villain stuff. So who is Sabrina? Let's go into a little bit of your background and what brought you here.
Okay, well, Sabrina is a person who's very much into natural care, not only on the outside of the body, but also on the inside. For starting with the outside, I started my business back in 2016. That's the As Intended All Natural, because I was finding it's very difficult to be going to stores looking for products for my family, and I did not understand the ingredients. And that really bothered me, because when I did eventually look into some of the ingredients, it was not what I wanted for my family. I wanted something cleaner and fresher. And so that led me onto a lot of research, also talking with people that I know who are in the business of herbalism and basically essential oils and things like that. And from what I learned from them and on my own research, I realized that these same products can be made just as efficiently, but minus all the chemicals. So I started there, and my first product I really came up with was my lip balm, because I realized I found that the store-bought lip balms, where you put them on, but you've got to be putting them on 5-6 times a day. So I created a lip balm for my family that they basically applauded it. They loved it. They started selling it to their friends at school. Everybody loved it because they put it on once and that was it. And it actually healed their lips. And then that grew.
Okay. First of all, I have to talk about that for a second, because that's the reason why I don't use lip balm. First of all, because I found that it created dependence. Like when I started, because my wife would always recommend, you know, put this on your lips, cool. But then I realized it created like a dependence where I had to continue to put it on. I was like, I don't like the way this feels. So definitely. So I love the fact that you create something that's meant to heal the lips, and it's something we don't have to continue to apply.
That's right. And then after that, then it led into other things. So I said, if I can do that with a lip balm, let's try something else. So then we ended up with the body butter and the hair butter, which everybody loves so much, body butter as well. And that just landslided into so many other products. So now nothing in my house comes from a pharmacy or any other store. It comes from my hands, praise God. And everything is clean. And I wanted to pass that on to the public. And thank God, again, it was well received. Everybody was very happy because they can literally look at the ingredients and everyone knows what coconut oil is. Everybody knows what essential oils are. Everybody knows shea butter. Right. You understand? From a young child, you understand that. I wanted products that where mom could basically moisturize her face and take that same moisturizer and moisturize her baby with it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that's possible now. We can do that.
I love that. And see it. And the thing is, I feel the reason people are receptive to it now is because we're going through this new wave of consciousness where people are understanding like how important it is, like what you put on your skin. Like they say, like your skin is like what the largest organ you have. And like we're taking it for granted. We weren't taking care of ourselves properly. So it like your timing is perfect. Like the needs are there because we're becoming more conscious as a people. We're becoming more connected to ourselves. We're becoming like we're even seeing the wave of women, thank God, are now rocking more their natural hair and different things like that. And so these are like what you're bringing is definitely for what the people need right now. So that is huge. Good. So that was the background. So
I was saying, I love that you said that because it is important that people realize that what you put on is and on your body is as important as what you put in your body.
Exactly.
They're both extremely important. Yeah.
100%. And so now, so basically you have two companies. So if we could just give our listeners just a breakdown of what both of them, pertain and what kind of products we can
get. Okay. So the first one was the As Intended All Natural. That's some personal, all my personal care products. So again, stepping onto what we just said about what you put on your body as important as what you put in, I came up also with a vegan villain. And because back in 2015, I gave up eating all meat. I just went cold turkey because it really bothered me a lot. You know, I go to groceries and I just see the meat sitting there. I'm such a sensitive person. All I started seeing was somebody's baby lying here. These lambs to somebody. And I saw the big pieces of beef. And I'm like, oh my God, whose child is that? And I said, what if the roles were reversed? What if the cows were, oh, you don't understand? My head went off. Okay. And I'm like, what if the cows were up and things and saran wrap in the store, you know? I'm like, I can't do it anymore. You know, I can't do it. So I decided to start going plant based most of the time. Well, a little fish once in a blue moon, but the majority of the time, I'm just plant based. And so I came up with Vegan Villain, and I use the word villain because basically I'm the person who's going to sneak into your house and steal all your meat and all your unhealthy products, swipe them out of your house. So that's why I put the word villain on back there. You know, I want to help everybody, you know, find different ways where they can do it better. And so that led, you know, this year to me working for Brossard Bagel out in Greenfield Park. And together I introduced my jerk mushroom sandwich, jerk mushroom wrap, to the owner, George Grant, who we've been doing it there now for over a month now, and it's going really well. It's absolutely delicious, and people are like eating it, and they don't realize that this is just mushroom, but they're like, it's hard to understand this is just mushroom and not meat. So it is possible to get that same delicious texture and flavor, but without the meat.
I have to talk about it, sister. I have to talk about it. It's something where since you started at Broussard Bagel, like my wife and I, we are regulars. I think last week we ordered like 5 sandwiches. We'll have one, especially because right now it's just for the weekend. So George, if you're listening, we need to make this more available. Just the Friday, Saturday is not working out for us. But it's just, we would like to eat it more. So that, we're doubling up on our orders, but yes. God, like the flavor, I can't get over it. I really, really can't get over it. So definitely I love it. So now, and are there other meals and stuff that you prep, or are there things that you provide to the community?
What I'm doing is the wrap for Broussard Bagel, but I also do catering. So if somebody has an event, say for example, you're having a party, but one of your guests doesn't eat meat or is vegetarian or vegan, you know, I can prepare a meal just for them and serve it up there, or you can pick it up, either option. Or I also am going to be working on doing workshops starting sometime in November, because there are a lot of people who are interested, for example, in what to do with mushrooms. And because we all grew up with the white button mushrooms, but a lot of people don't realize there's so many, there's thousands of different variations of mushrooms. And for example, like with the jerk mushroom wrap, I have 3 varieties of mushrooms in there. I use lion's mane, I use gray oyster mushroom, and I also use king oyster mushroom. And all 3 of these mushrooms have amazing benefits to the body, especially the lion's mane, which has been already proven to help decalcify the brain and helps you to basically rid or, you know, keep away Alzheimer's and dementia. So who doesn't want that? If you can eat it in a sandwich, you know, why not? You know, you can even take
and
have powder as well.
Hold on. We have to deep dive a little bit. We have to unpack this a little bit, because first of all, we're in a time right now where society, like the system, has been killing us. Let's just be very straightforward. Oh, yeah. So we're 100%. Eating things on a, like throughout the groceries, throughout every like fast food, you name it, whatever be the case, or there's things in there that are slowly killing us. Like it's causing us to age, all kind of different things. So now you're providing food that actually is reversing those effects. That is exactly. Huge.
To heal thyself. Not only through like medication. You don't want to be on the if you're on medication, fine, but if you, while you're on it, you can be working your way towards a better and healthier life. Why not? Mm-hmm. And I found that over the years, by cleaning up what I eat, my clarity in my spirit has gotten profound. You see more, you hear more, your spirit is clearer, because these foods, these poisons, right? When you say enter your body, but your body is basically your temple. So you are poisoning your temple. How can you have clarity? How can you have a proper, you know, a bandumar if your spirit is dragged down by all this poison? But once you clean all that up, you are such a happy and very clear thinking person. It's much, much easier for you.
And I'm glad we're talking about it like this, because I want the community to look at it not just for something like something for vegetarians, because this is like what we're talking about. You know, anybody could eat it, like it's because like there's the health benefits. It's a delicious sandwich. So you know, I feel like sometimes people hear these type of things and they're like, oh, it's for vegetarians. But it's like, these are things that, you know, any and everybody could eat these. Like my wife is a carnivore, just by definition, right? She eats meat, okay? But she, and the thing is, in all honesty, she wasn't even a mushroom person prior to this. She didn't even really like mushrooms. Like,
yeah, she told me I gotta come get my fish. Yeah. I miss my sandwich. I gotta come get my wrap, please. I was like, wow.
Yeah, it is not. I'm telling you, sister, it's doing what it is. But it's like, but as you guys know, here at the Empower Hour, our thing is to empower and support our community, like, and it's to educate you guys. So, and it is really, I want you guys to look at it from a different perspective. If Sabrina, do you mind sharing just the name of the mushroom again that you use that could help to reverse Alzheimer's?
It's lion's mane mushroom. That's LIONS, of course, and mane, it's MANE, lion's mane. It's been around for a very long time. It's a very potent mushroom. You can also, some people, what they do, which I do as well, I'll buy like a bunch of it and I'll dehydrate it and powder it so that I can use it to put in my coffee, put in my soups, put in my whatever I'm cooking. I sprinkle some lion's mane in it because it really helps. Because over time, the brain, it gets foggy and it gets like, I think it's a, like a, I guess sort of calcified. And the lion's mane helps remove that over time, helps clean the brain.
I love it.
Sleep does that, but lion's mane also does the same thing.
I love it. And so now, and as you just said that, is that something, like, let's say somebody did want, like, the lion's mane, like, powder or the dehydrate, is that something that you sell as well? Or are those products that people
I also sell that. I also, because I dehydrated mm-hmm. powder for myself as well, and I also sell them as well.
Beautiful. And because there's, and if we could just talk about some of the other health products you sell, because we didn't touch on those just yet, but I know, like, I myself, we ordered the sea moss and different things like that. So if you could just give just the listeners an idea of what they could get, because again, like, the season is changing, as you guys know. I'm a big advocate of prevention and not cure. So do not wait until you start feeling wonky. You know it's going to come. It's that season, guys. And that's why I thought it was important to have you on now as the season is changing. Guys, I want you guys thinking about this. I want you guys being taking preventative measures. So whether it be what you're eating, digesting, drinking, whatever, just you know where to get it. So yeah, sisters, so if you could just share some of the health products and stuff that you have for our community.
Yeah, one of my favorite, which I just started a special going on right now, is the sea moss. Sea moss is something, mm-hmm. if you wait till you get sick, yeah, it's going to work, but imagine how less sick you would be if you started it beforehand, and you might not even get sick, or not, definitely not as sick. Sea moss is, out of the 102 minerals in our body, sea moss carries 92 of these minerals. A lot of these minerals, which we can't find in everyday food. You can't find it. And these mm-hmm. are things that come from the ocean. You understand? And so mm-hmm. it's like phenomenal for the body. It boosts your immune system, gives you all the minerals you need. And I always have two kinds on hand. After a lot of research, I found that there was the Gracilaria. Gracilaria is the scientific name for it. But that's the one that's found in the warmer waters in the West Indies. That is great, again, for the immunity. And that's what, obviously, a lot of West Indians have grown up on, that kind of sea moss. The other one that a lot of us don't use and did not realize was out there was Chondris. Chondris was the original mm-hmm. Irish sea moss. This sea moss was first used in Ireland many, many, many years ago when they were getting a lot of tuberculosis. They would use the Chondris to clear the lungs and to keep the lungs healthy. And that was great for that. Okay. So and that's only found in cold climates, like Ireland along the Atlantic shore. So before I purchase any of my sea mosses, I do like months and months of research, avoiding the, you know, famous sea moss from the swimming pools and other kind of sea mosses. I don't know if people are growing it in their bathtub, because I've seen some that look absolutely horrendous, you know, and so.
You see, oh my God. Okay, hold on. We got to talk about, because and you guys here, you're hanging here on the Empower Hour. We have a queen that is making sure that she's bringing you guys that quality, because as you guys know, as things become popular, the colonizers, let's just be 100%, they jump into the industry. They're like, yo, they see an opportunity to make some money. They see what's happening and they do it, but it's a watered down version. It's not what is the real thing, so to speak. So I'm glad that you're actually, you know, making a point to do that. Cause I know for myself as a child, I never really knew what was happening. I know my parents used to boil this kind of thing that would look like a Jello on the counter. And then that's like, it would be in everything we consume. It would be in the milkshakes that my parents are making. It was a part of our life experience, and it boosted our immune system. A lot of us now, unfortunately, we don't even have the knack. We weren't taught it. Our parents didn't teach us how to boil sea moss properly. Don't ask me why. But the point, and with our busy schedules, a lot of us aren't even trying to deep dive. So the fact that we have a sister like you in the community that we could just call and it's already ready-made package. I'm going to plug this because I get them from you regularly, where they come in like the little capsules that we can just pop into things. Like,
you use a key word there just now, which is convenient. Everybody's busy. Nobody has time to be boiling sea moss and doing stuff with it and whatever. So I said, you know what? Let's make this a lot faster. So I created a package of 12 1-ounce cups, which is enough sea moss for you to be able to take sea moss daily. You understand? And so not only did I do that, these are 1-ounce cups that are kept in the freezer. So they last you much longer, up to 2-3 months. And not only I sell them in flavors. So I have the plain Chondris and the plain Gracilaria. but I also have them in turmeric. I sell them with turmeric, elderberry, bladder wrap, ginger, and beetroot. So not only are you getting the benefits from the sea moss itself, but I'm putting a little kick in it to give yourself an extra bit of health in your body. You understand? And the chandras, if you have lung issues, if you've got a bad cold, if you've got anything up in the upper respiratory, anything having to do with respiratory, chandras is the bomb for that. I had a cough for a week or two, and I said, wait a minute, what am I doing? I've got chandras. So I took that within 3 days, coughing stopped immediately and never came back. That's how powerful the stuff is. I would encourage everybody, get on your sea moss. Children, everyone. So, unless you have an allergy to shell food. If you have an allergy to iodine, do not touch sea moss.
Okay. See, good. That's very okay. Important. That's and just so we ask, like in the cases of people who do have that kind of allergy, do we have alternative health foods that we could provide to them that could
I also have herbal teas. I have herbal teas as well. I sell lots of different blends for blood pressure, for cold and flu. Like for example, one of my favorites for the lungs is mullein. Mullein is an herb that's phenomenal for your lungs. So if someone, let's say, for example, they wanted to get into the chandras, but again, has allergies with the iodine or any kind of seafood, I would suggest a package of mullein tea. And I also have the elderberry teas and things like that. So I have many different blends as well that I would substitute that with.
Well, I'm about to ask you now. So because you listed the flavors. Now, can you give our listeners just a little, like how you explained just the health benefits of the flavors? Like, I don't know, like if you know it offhand, like the elderberry, just so we know, like turmeric and different things like that.
Turmeric, anti-inflammatory. Turmeric is an amazing anti-inflammatory. So if you've got something with your lungs or any part of your body and whatnot, not only you're going to get, like I said, the essential minerals and whatnot from the sea moss, you've got the anti-inflammatory from the turmeric. So if you've got, say, a lung issue, you've got cough, you will, for example, get the chandras with turmeric. So not only are you clearing your lungs, but the turmeric will get rid of the inflammation from the irritation out of your lungs. Next, we have elderberry, popping with vitamin C. I tell everyone you have to take elderberry every season. It's very good come the wintertime. Get your kids on it and make it into a tea. And if you get that with your sea moss, again, that's an extra boost. Next, we have ginger. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows ginger. Your grandmother had ginger. Mm-hmm. Your mom has eaten it. Ginger's not just for gas, people. Okay? Everyone's got some gas. Let's drink some ginger. Do you drink the ginger? It's not just for the gas. It boosts your immune system. You should be drinking ginger during this season every single day. Have your ginger. Next, we have the bladderwrack, similar to the chandras. It's another kind of sea vegetable, but again, immunity saving. Very good for that. Very good for keeping your mood, everything. It gives everything in your system. Mm. But bladderwrack is great, and it's also great for detox. Next, we had the beetroot. Anybody with blood pressure problems, get on your beetroot. So you can take it in the chandras, take it in the gracilaria beetroot, or just regular beets, for example. When you're having problems with blood pressure, right, there's tension. What beetroot does is it oxygenates your blood. So it puts more oxygen in your blood, causing your vessels to relax and allowing you to have more stamina, brings your blood pressure down beautifully. I take beetroot every single day to help manage with my blood pressure. So a lot of people didn't know this, like beets. Yeah, you don't understand. Beets, they're red for a reason. They're for your blood. Yeah. So someone who likes may not have blood pressure problems, but they like to work out. They like to work out at the gym and they need extra stamina. Mm-hmm. You take that beetroot half an hour to 45 minutes before your workout, you'll realize you have more stamina because you have more oxygen. Yes, you've got more oxygen in your blood because of these beets. So I have the sea moss with the beetroot powder. And so you throw that in there together and boom, everything is like just glorious. So those are the flavors that we have.
So yeah, okay. Cause I think my next order, I would like to have the sea moss. And so if I understand, I could mix the beetroot. I'm not working out, but you know, I do a lot of work. Like I need the energy. So anything to help that. And I'd want a vitamin C boost. So with elderberry and the beetroot, I could combine those.
Yes, you can. You can have a pack of beetroot, or you can have a pack of the elderberry, or you can have, like, say, right, since it comes with a pack of 12, right? So you can have 6 beetroot and 6 elderberry. So you can do a combo pack.
I love it.
Yeah, right now we're having a special where you can get a pack of 48 right now for only $60. It can be a combo pack. It can be all plain. They could be like one beetroot, one, like 48 packs of beetroot, 48 packs of ginger. And this sale ends December 1st. So
okay, the whole put me down, part. Put me down. I'm telling you right now, live on the radio, I want, so put me down for a 48, and definitely we're going to mix up the order. I'll take a dozen of the elderberry, definitely a dozen of the beetroot. I'll ask Shai what she wants to those other two to be. But I want to make sure I get 12 of each of those. I love it. So I just got excited and I just placed my order. I know there's listeners right now who are like, okay, how do we buy?
All you gotta do is email their contact information. Yes, for what I'll do, you can send your order to veganvillain at gmail.com. That's veganvillain at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Just contact me there. I can send you the flyer with all the details on it and also a description for someone who wants more details about the chandris and about the gracillaria. I'll include that as well. And once you get that, you pick the flavors you want. Bam, I put together the order together for you. These cups are really convenient because we even, like, let's say if I'm rushing out in the morning, I'll grab 2 1-ounce cups and I'll pop them in my mouth in the car. It's that easy.
Nice.
I'll throw it in my thermos. Boom. That way I'm never going out without my CMOS.
I love that. So now, and you had mentioned, you had touched on it. If a person wants to have you come and cater, right? So let's say they're hosting an event, and they would like to add a vegetarian option. So would it be through the same email that they would contact you to find out about booking you to come in and cater for an event or come in and prepare a couple of vegetarian dishes for their guests?
Yes, exact same email, veganvillain@gmail.com. They'll send me all their details, exactly when the event's going to be, what kind of meal they're looking for, and then I'll let them know what the options, give them some options, and we'll take it from there. And I prepare it, and then I deliver it.
It's really funny. I don't believe in flukes or coincidences, so it's awesome that you did mention that thing about the Alzheimer's, because I kid you not, this is a conversation that my wife and I just had this past weekend. And I was telling her, I was like, it'd be awesome. Like, I don't know, like, I'm sure I'm not the only one, but the idea of losing your memory while you're still physically able, to me, is kind of scary. Because it's like, because I know some people, unfortunately, who have Alzheimer's. And I wish I was able to connect them with you before, because I feel they might be too far gone at this point. But it's like, to watch them and, like, where they repeat certain things over and over, and they're kind of trapped in a moment. Like, to me, that's kind of scary. Like, I'll be very honest. And if I could prevent that, like, you know, like, I would hate to lose, like just, there's so much things I'd like to just continue to remember, like life experiences and different things like that. I'd hate to be stuck in a weird kind of, like, loop. So I'm glad that you have this, you know, like, these preventative measures. If you could add to my order some lion's mane. Please and thanks. Some lion's mane that I could sprinkle over my food. I'll add it to everything I eat and drink. So let's just make that happen. So Queen, you know, it's always awesome having you on. Before I let you go, so first I'm gonna remind everybody again. So it's veganvillain@gmail.com, and villain is spelled with V-I-L-L-A-N, correct?
Correct, yes.
All right. So just a reminder, but guys, when you contact Sabrina, just let her know that, you know, you heard it on the Empower Hour. Maybe she'll give you some a discount. Who knows? Just let her know you came from us, and she might start to give you some extra love. But make sure you're ordering. It has to be a minimum big order. Okay, minimum big order for you to get a discount. Don't go for one product and ask for a discount off your one looking product. Just, you know, double triple those orders, and then we can see what we can do for you. But I like to to leave our listeners with some empowering words. So can I put you on the spot and ask you for your empowering words you'd like to leave with our listeners for today?
Oh, the most important thing is change. It's never, ever too late to change, no matter what you're doing. It's like the change, it doesn't have to come overnight. As long as you're making a step forward, you are heading towards change. And that is something that I encourage for everyone. And that's what I'm here to help people follow and get onto their change. That's what, yeah, that's their
change. I love that. I love that. So, Queen, thank you again for being with us. Thank you for being on the Empower Hour and for being our special guest on our Parley with the People segment. It's always awesome being able to connect with you. What you're doing for the community is huge. Everybody who's listening right now, do not hesitate. As you guys heard, there's a special going on only until the end of November, so until December 1st. Also, take advantage. Go check her out at Broussard Bagel. You could Google Broussard Bagel. It's on the South Shore. Broussard, principal is right off of Tashiro. It's 286?
286 Gladstone in Greenfield Park.
Perfect. It's right after Tashiro, right next to the Guzzo Theater. So definitely, you guys do not want to miss it. Again, we thank you guys and wishing everybody a rest of an amazing day.
I'm back. My name is DJ Bobby Payne, man. We having some fun with this music. You can catch me on all platforms at DJ Bobby Payne, all one word, P-A-Y-N-E. So we about to be open up. So pick up everybody who's ready for that. Let's go.
Baby, when the bright lights start to fade, fire up your lighter. Float on with the waves. You make me feel like you make me feel like your warm and fist been run like a jam can't tire. Endless loving and it can't expire. I will say that I never ends a prayer. You know, say you have the loving for me body when you hold me. And if you call me, we come. Baby, me now let her go. Love is like a seed and you reap where you sow. Baby, when the bright lights start to fade. Up the place, both in our relationship. You have to put your body lock down. Put your body on lock down. You got me on lock now. You got my person on lock. Oh, if you love me, you should let me. You should let me. You should let me. No, and if you don't know, better feel let me. Better feel let me. Better you let me go. Pulling up, pulling up, pulling up. Nobody deal with the bag of long talking. But nothing now.
Know what time it is. This is Kaya's Jambalaya. You know I'm always cooking up something hot. Come on in. Let me feed you, baby.
Y'all, welcome to another segment of Kaya's Jambalaya. And do we have a segment for you this week? We're serving it up hot. Right after we recorded last week's show, there was a tragic event that happened in Hollywood that has literally begun to shatter our beliefs in the music industry. So Takeoff from the Migos was murdered. Not only was he murdered, there are a lot of rumors swirling around this situation that has made it very difficult for the family and friends to mourn. But there was a rumor that came out first that it was over a fight in a dice game fight, or they were gambling and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys heard, then after that, a girl dropped a testimonial and said she was there and that he was actually hit by stray bullets, that it had nothing to do with him. Nobody else was hit but him. Mm-hmm. But they say that it all jumped off, whatever it was. Like, to me, it sounded like she was saying it was like a distraction. And then he caught all the bullets. Mm. But yesterday, somebody sent me some, you know, every now and again, I get a little tip here and there. Well, I thought it was a tip that was very quiet, but right now it is actually very loud. And there's speculations that he might've been sacrificed. Now, they're talking about this right now because they dropped a music video the very next day after he passed. And the music video actually depicts him and him and Quavo both, because you know Quavo and Takeoff have separated from Migos. They are no longer with Offset. They made their own group, like Neff and Unk or something like that, it's called. Mm-hmm. So Neff, I think it's called. So because they are uncle and nephew. So in the video, they are appearing in the beginning of the video to be having the same dream. And they wake up to tell each other that they were having, yes, they're indeed, by stating the different things that happened in the dream, that they're having the same dream. But the video goes to recount the dream of them seeing some kids playing in the house like they were outside, a fight over people having playing dice. In the next scene, they have Quavo laying down in a bed, and there's a Migos contract to the left and a gun to the right. And he picks up the Migos contract, he puts it down, and then he picks up the gun. And the lyrics that he's saying in that part are just, it's crazy what he's saying. Pretty much like, anyways, I don't even want to get into it. I need y'all to go to the media and go and check this out. This is crazy right now. Mm-hmm. In the next shot, they have Takeoff standing next to a Grim Reaper picture in the corner that says RIP. Now, I don't know if they had enough time to superimpose this into the video, because the video had been done weeks ago or maybe even months ago for this song to be released. I don't know if they had enough time to superimpose this Grim Reaper and this RIP into the video, but this is what is pictured in the video. You can go and see it for yourself. I am flabbergasted at what I've seen surrounding this man's death in the last couple of days. I hope that this is something that they might have cooked up after.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is like you are bringing it. You're bringing, and it's giving me like these weird goosebumps, like it, because it's really like it's not as crazy as it may seem, like especially when you understand Hollywood and you understand some of the things that happen behind the scenes. And it's
about Pat Stay the other day about this whole thing. Pat Stay did a video. If you go and watch the video dropped 2 days later. Pat Stay is dead in his hometown, stabbed. They said from a simple fight, somebody had an argument, and like I said, it reminds me of the scene in Malcolm X when at the end, when he's right before he's murdered, and mm-hmm. he's like, "Get your hand out my pocket," and mm-hmm. there was a distraction in order to be able to kill him, but that was a distraction to be able to make these things happen to these people. Yeah. And I just feel like, gosh, I don't quite know what I'm looking at in the industry anymore. It's mm-hmm. crazy. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry if I could just touch on that a little bit too, because what I've been seeing a lot of is I watched this little clip with a guy. He's like a manager or a lawyer, and he's almost like urging the Black community. He's like, guys, like, you have to understand that the industry is paying for these young rappers to put out this kill each other music. And the industry, right. He's like, I'm a part of it. And they pay for these kind of things, but we don't play this music in our own communities. Like our kids, like we don't, like we're paying for it. We're promoting it. And it's playing in your communities, but it's not playing in our communities. Like, mm-hmm. and so you guys need to understand, and people are being paid very well to create this, like this music that is becoming super detrimental to your community. I was like, damn. So, but, you know, so anyway, so that was the end of the
TED Talk I shared, no? Is that what you were watching?
No,
well, I'm gonna talk about it later, but yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, no, so it was something else. Actually, it was funny. It kind of came up in while I was watching some stuff about Kanye, and then that was another
That video, Kai, is reminding me, like, kind of like Biggie and Tupac, right? Like the name of their albums and like the videos and the songs that they came out with just before passing was kind of like a precursor to what happened, and lo and behold, right after, you know, they were killed.
And is that saying that art imitates life, or life imitates art? Just like,
I don't know, maybe, especially when it's your label saying, why don't you make a song about this?
Yeah.
Oh, we like this song, we like this song, we like this song, but we don't like that song. We expect these types of songs, so you get these, and then right before you kill the artist, because it's more profitable for them to have them dead in the end after they've created a certain amount of clout. I don't know. I'm just going through it with this. So right now, just to stay on the same tone that you're saying about Kanye, well, Aaron Carter reportedly is dead. Also found drowned or in his bathtub in his house in Hollywood or somewhere in Hollywood, dead.
Wait, what? Hold on. Aaron Carter, that's the Sorry, I'm thinking Ari. Not the Jewish guy. Okay. So no, who's Aaron Carter? Yeah.
Aaron Carter is
someone's brother, right?
Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys is brother, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, Aaron Carter, Backstreet Boys, Nick Carter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so he was found dead in a bathtub full of water.
And yesterday.
Reportedly, he's found dead after contacting Kanye and telling Kanye that he needs to talk.
What are you saying? This is, yo, Kaya, you're bringing it, like, you're just bringing it. You bringing it hot today.
I take it on a couple different sources say it exactly that way. Like, and it was said that he had messaged Kanye to say that he needed to talk. I am going through it right now with Hollywood. I'm just like, oh my gosh, is happening?
Because if we're going to talk about, because I, as you guys know, I follow Kanye, and Kanye had put out a clip that again made, like, gave me goosebumps, and it was the audio of Michael Jackson on the phone. You guys heard that one? Where Michael was like, yo, he's on the phone I don't remember who he's speaking to. And he's like, yo, he's like, something's not feeling right. He's like, they want to get rid of me. He's like, they're going to do something. He's like, I'm telling you, they want to get rid of me. They don't want me around anymore. They're going to try to frame me. They're going to try to kill me. They're going to try to drug me. They're going to try to do something. And he's saying it. He's like, yo, nah. He's like, I'm not feeling good.
Yo, can you send it to the group? Can we get a couple of that?
Yeah, please. I will.
I'm just tripping about all the stuff that I'm seeing right now. I'm just like, gosh, guys, like, what's really happening out here in Hollywood? We got to pray for the people, because these people are not just entertainers. These are real people. These are real lives, you know, and we really got to be more conscious about, you know, what we're glorifying and what we're not. I wanted to go back, actually, and touch on, do you remember we were talking about Courtney Clinney and her deceased boyfriend, Christian Obomseli? It was an African guy, and he was with a white social media
she killed him.
And she killed him. She stabbed him and killed him. Oh my gosh. So apparently there's been newly released audio that captures a heated argument between Courtney and Christian, and where she's repeatedly calling him the N-word just months before his passing. But the argument, when you listen to it, it's the craziest thing. It's an argument about him in passing, riding bikes, saying hello to a girl that she's no longer friends with. He was in trouble. This man was in trouble and had been for a very long time. And I don't know why the people had no one encouraged him to get away from this girl. But rest in peace, Christian. I just wanted to just keep everybody updated with this case. So she's actually about to face trial shortly. So I'll be looking forward to them frying her. Mm. And other news.
Okay, looking forward to frying her. Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to justice being served. Yes, I'm with you with that, Kai.
At the end, I think that means the same thing as Friar. I was talking a little bit ago about Diddy's relationship with Young Miami. Child, listen, if Diddy is not listening, they calling Diddy Papa Love right now. This old lover boy. If Diddy don't cut it out with his old behind, round here with all these young girls doing the absolute most. So he is with, so he had a birthday party the other night, and him and Miami, Young Miami, were just seen just loving on each other in a different way. And we all know that the young rap star is now dating mogul, music mogul P. Diddy Combs, Sean P. Diddy Combs. And it definitely seems as if they are sweet on each other. Definitely appears to be that way. And the way that he loves on her and the things that he's doing for her. But I guess when you have that much money, those gestures are not as grandiose as we think. Because the next day after his birthday party, he was pictured with another girl named by the name of Daphne Joy in the islands, frolicking in the water. And she ended up taking a picture of them. And the picture was off the reflection of a food tray, like I guess must have been their breakfast for the morning. And it was their reflections in it. And they said in the media, she snuck a picture. She's like, snuck? Why didn't you post this side by side? There was no sneaking here. So it appears that Diddy is actually dating these two young ladies right now. And this young lady is tired of being quiet. And she has pretty much come out with some pictures and put up